How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well, Joe. Good morning to you.
Happy Bunker Hill Day.
Indeed. Especially in this time of 250. Big day, important day. It wasn't a victory for our side, but it was a huge statement to the Brits.
Took them by surprise, I think, that there was such resistance, for sure.
All right.
There's, of course, a direct correlation with Quincy and Abigail and little John Quincy watching the battle from Penn's Hill.
That's correct, and I think they lost their good pal, Dr. Warren, in that battle.
That's correct.
So it's very meaningful for all of the efforts that went into creating this nation today.
Yeah. The monument itself, of course, is made out of what?
Quincy granite, Solomon Willard design. Long before the nation's obelisk was Bunker Hill's obelisk.
That's correct, yes. Everybody thinking history, of course, coming off of the huge Quincy 400 Flag Day celebration. More than just a parade this year, it was, for sure.
Yeah, it really was a great evening. You know, the only thing we were sweating out was the weather, and it worked out fine. A little cool, but it worked out fine, no rain. I know not everyone can get to the parade, and I heard the QATV coverage was outstanding, and people were blown away by particularly the floats and some of those bands. So yeah, I think it was a great night had by all.
It was the best, and it was my 40th parade, actually, Mayor.
What?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
Yes, and by far the best, for sure.
Are you counting when you were five walking in it?
Don't I wish? No. But it certainly has evolved over those years, that's for sure.
It sure has. Yeah. It's become a... I think it's an event that everyone just looks forward to. It's a great time of the year. People are thinking about summer. School's almost out. It's become a great tradition. And, you know, I'm so grateful to everybody that worked so hard on it. You know, people see a parade come down the street like that, and there's a lot to it. A lot of logistics, a lot of detail, and a lot of hard work by a lot of people. So I'm grateful for everybody that had a part in it.
Yeah. What was some of the reaction from the generals, the grand marshals that attended?
They were very impressed with every aspect of it. And, of course, everybody loves the fireworks. That was the cherry on the sundae to the end of the night. I think, you know, the generals, they all grew up in Quincy, so having those floats that down memory lane with, you know, the shipyard and Howard Johnson's, the theater, the granite stuff, I mean, it was really cool. And I'm so grateful to the guys that worked so hard on that.
I thought the addition of the six historic flags was quite spectacular, actually, and really lent a lot of credence and history to the event. So I'm guessing that we'll see those again.
Absolutely. We purchased those, so they're part of our stuff now going forward. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it'll be difficult to top this year's, but next year's we're going to tie in the 250th theme, so those would be very appropriate.
Okay, yeah. And will we see some of the units reappear Christmas time for Quincy 400 again?
That's a strong possibility.
Very good. Of course, we're not done with celebrating, right? That's kind of the pinnacle of the events this year, but there's more to come.
There is more to come. And of course, the next events is the old neighborhood events of July 4th. Mm-hmm. You know, Adam Shore flag raising. We go off to Squanum for parade, come back to Marymount. The parade, and this year we've got a maritime festival at Marina Bay that starts the afternoon of the 4th and goes all day the 5th and halfway through Sunday the 6th for people. So not everyone gets to go away to the Cape or somewhere, so those folks that are around, it gives them something to do, and it brings some additional attention to Marina Bay, which is a big part of our city.
Yeah. We've got the big concerts the first weekend in August. Events on the Hancock
and
Adams.
And we'll have a surprise. There'll be a surprise pop-up concert in the middle of July.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, can you give
all
us?
All I can tell you, Joe.
Just a surprise. Stay tuned.
Yep.
Okay. I hate when you do that to me. You know.
I know you do. That's why I love doing it.
Now you're going to put me on a mission to find out.
My money's on you.
Okay. I know you'd hoped maybe for a second fireworks display sometime this year. Is that going to come to fruition, do you think?
It's still a possibility. I haven't ruled it out. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we're financially in good shape with everything that we're doing. So, so we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, that's something that you don't need a lot of planning for. So.
Right.
that can be a last-minute call.
Sure. Fun event this morning, Mayor, you're attending with students from the Atherton Howe Elementary School.
Indeed. I guess wearing two hats today. One is the mayor of our city and chairman of the school committee with Atherton Howe, and, of course, being on the board of directors of the MBTA. The MBTA put out a notice looking for someone to help them name the new ferries, and kids from Atherton Howe came up with the choice, so it's awesome.
Yeah, there'll be a christening at Long Wharf. Can you reveal the name of the Quincy Ferry?
I am not allowed to.
Says who?
That's twice this morning, Joe. Sorry. Well, let me tell you, it's a very historic female name from Quincy. Oh. I'll give it at that.
Okay. Maybe the initials AA?
Yeah, I can't deny that. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Well, that was kind of the mission that the MBTA put out, right? Was had to be a historic connection to your city?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So if that's the one that it is, that was an obvious choice, an excellent one.
Well, that's a great feather in the cap for the kids, for sure. And for the city, too, to get its first dedicated ferry, right?
It is excellent. It's a beautiful ferry. There's a lot more time for people to use it. So it's going well. I know it's fairly robust as far as the ridership, and I know it'll lead someday to a permanent larger ferry that'll operate out of the year round. So, but it's a huge step, and we're happy about it for sure.
Sure. Speaking of the MBTA, how's the new garage coming on Bergen Parkway?
Well, the project is going well. Which project are you talking about now? The General's Bridge, Bergen Parkway, up by the T.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, across from Quincy Adams.
That one. Oh, the new bus barn. It's slow. It's a major complex project. But I think they're still on schedule for 2027.
So okay.
Drawing a lot of power.
They've had to do a lot of digging up of the roadway there. It's an absolute wreck right now.
Yeah, that's bringing in the necessary power. I mean, you think about 120 buses being charged there, you only imagine the power needed to do that. So that's what the digging is all about.
I see. Very good. All right, Baird. Anything else we should let folks know about this morning?
I think we're good for now, Joe.
Well, I appreciate the time and have fun with the kids this morning.
You will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.